Welcome to Torat Imecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles. Today we'll be studying Hosea Perek Zion, the seventh chapter. The chapter begins with the theme we've been speaking about, Hashem's love to the people and the people refusing to recognize Hashem's love and benevolence. And the first verse begins, Kirafi Yisrael, I want to heal the Jewish people. However, v'nigla avon Ephraim, the sin of Ephraim is revealed. V'ra'ot Shamron, and all the bad things that are done in Shomron are so clear. Ki palu shaker, they're involved in acts of deceit and dishonesty. V'ganav yavo, and the robbery comes. Pashat gedud b'chutz, there's public robbery where the gangs come together outside in order to steal. The Malbim notes that we have in this pasuk both sins between man and man. That's the idea of the Ra'ot Shamron, and the Avon Ephraim is between man and God. The idea of the sheker, of the deceit and dishonesty, is turning to Avodah Zarah, to idol worship, which is the aspect of between man and God. And the Ganav Yavo, the fact that people are stealing, the Ganav Yavo, the robbers are coming, it's sins between man and man. Uval Yomru Lilavam, these people refuse to stay in their heart. Kol Ratam Zacharti, that Hashem remembers all the bad they've done. They refuse to see the Ashkacha of Hashem, the divine providence that watches everything we do. And even if you were to say that Hashem somehow forgets everything, Ata now, Sivavum Malaleyam, all of their evil ways surround them. Neged Panai Hayu, in front of my face they are found. The people can't ignore the fact that even if Hashem wants to do good to them, they are sinning in Hashem's face on a continuous basis. They're acting with dishonesty. Verse 3, Biratan Yisvechu Melech, the only one who gains from their evil are the kings. Ubekachashehem Sarim, and the one who gains from their lies are the officers. By stealing, by bribing, these are the officers get, and the king get more money in their coffers. They're the only ones who are rejoicing. Not only are they involved in sins of stealing, not only involved in sins of Avodah Zarah, they're also involved in literally adultery. The whole fabric of the society has come apart. There's no moral order. There's no aspect of being able to have a sense of self-control, almost very reminiscent of what we're dealing with in our day and age. Kulam menafim, they're all adulterers. Kimo tanur bo'iram ofeh, they're like a hot burning oven of a baker. Yishbot me'ir, the only time it rests, the insider rest, is milush batzeik, from the kneading process ad chumatzto, until the leavening process, which means just from formulating a plan to carrying it out, that's the only time they're resting. All the time, their lusts are burning inside of them, how they can get more women, more money, being able to deceive others, and be able to have more and more. And therefore, Yom Malkeinu Hechelu Sarim Chamad Miyayin, the day of the inauguration, the coronation of a king, the officers become sick from the chamad miyayin, from the bottle of wine. Mashach yadoa lo tzitzim, and instead of being involved in state matters, he's involved in working with the lo tzitzim, those who are scoffers. The king, instead of taking the day of coronation as a day of seriousness, he's involved in partying. He's involved in the cynics and the scoffers, and he's involving himself in their world. It's interesting that our rabbis learn from this phrase, which you often have in the Gemara, that they'll take a phrase out of context to teach us a lesson. Mashach yadoa lo tzitzim literally means he withdraws his hand to the scoffers, which means in our case, he moved from the good people and was involved with the scoffers. Our rabbis learned from here that Hashem withdraws. He's the ultimate king, his hand from the scoffers, that in the future, the reward of the next world is the reward of being able to bask in the divine presence, to feel the closest to Hashem. There are a number of groups that, albeit they may get to the next world, however, they will not be able to fully enjoy this close relationship with Hashem. And one of those people who are not mekablei pnei Hashchina, who do not, aren't able to receive the face of the divine countenance, are the cynics, are the scoffers. Why is this so? So Siftei Chaim explains very simply. The scoffers and the cynics deny that everything is from Hashem in this world. They downplay the importance of everything. Nothing makes an impression on them. Not a big deal. When they refuse to see the presence of God and the import of things in this world, their punishment is measure for measure, or as a consequence, they will not be able to fully enjoy the presence of Hashem in the next world. We prepare ourselves in this world. All the work we do is to be able to be open, to be able to receive in the next world. And we continue in verse 6, Ki kervu katanur libam be'arbam. They prepare their hearts like an ambush plot. Kol ha'layla yashen ofeihem. Like all night, the bakers are sleeping. Boker hu bo'er ka'esh lahava. And in the morning, they're set to go. They have, like the baker who's put the logs in the oven at night, to lie dormant at night only to put their desires into practice in the day. Anytime they're not involved in their lust, it's about planning and getting ready to be involved in all of these processes. And therefore, in the seventh verse, Kulam Yechamu Katanur, all of them are aflame with passion like a heated oven. And part of these plans is Vachlu et Shoftehem. They murdered the Sanhedrin. They murdered the judges who rebuked them. And likewise, Kol Malcheihem Nafalu. Because they were living such an unjust life, Hashem had it that all of their kings would die, either in a inner rebellion or from the outside. And when the people see that all of their leadership has died, you would think that that would be a wake-up call to reevaluate their actions. But Ein Korev Vahem Elai, nobody turns to Hashem to do tshuva. No one realizes that the only one they can rely on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the people continue on their ways. Ephraim, verse 8, Ba'amim hu yitbolal. Ephraim, the 10 tribes, try to intermingle with all the other nations. And Ephraim ayahu gab li hafucha. But you know what the nations do? The nations devour Ephraim like an uga, like a cake that hasn't even had time to turn over yet. Which is, again, this imagery that they don't look at their deeds. There's no self-examination here. It's about a cake that's not fully baked. That's the Jewish people. They're going after their desires without really taking heed of what's really important to them, of what they can really be involved in. Verse 9, Achlu Zarim Kocho. The nations have taken their strength, which is their wealth. Vehu lo yada. But the people don't know. Or let's restate this, the people don't want to know. They don't want to realize that this is coming from Hashem. Gam seiva zarkarbo, old age has come into them, which is a sign of weakness. V'hu lo yada, they refuse to know. V'anag ga'on Yisrael b'panav, the glory of the Jewish people will be humbled in front of them. And yet, V'lo shavu el Hashem Elokeihem, v'lo bikshu b'chosot. They nevertheless don't return to God, their God, and they don't search Him out. My friends, this is a calling for all eternity. When things aren't going well, when we suddenly are faced with things of weakness, of loss of economic prowess. We can't just say, oh, there's something called corona. There's something called economic upheaval. We have to realize that Hashem is the one who's in control. We have to be able to turn to Hashem and redouble our efforts of connection. V'lo bikshu b'chol zot. With all this going on, they're not turning to Hashem. And therefore, in 11, Hosea describes the nation, Vahi Ephraim ki yonah polta ein lev. Ephraim is like a foolish dove with no understanding. Mitzrayim karo, Ashur halachu. They go to Egypt, they go to Ashur. When they have problems, instead of turning horizontal, to Hashem, they turn vertical to all the people around them. Kasher yachu efros alechem rishti. And when they go to these places, verse 12, Hashem says, I will put out my net, ke'of hashamayim, like the birds of the heaven, O redeem, I will bring them down. They'll go to those nations and I'll bring them down. Ayisraim, I will give them rebuke, kishema ladatam, like those prophets who have told them over and over again that they have to become better. The afflictions were already made known by Yirmiyah Navi, and they refused to listen. Verse 13, Oy lahem ki nadidu mimeni, woe to them, for they have moved away from me. Shod lahem, they're unable to redeem themselves. Ki pashubi, because they have rebelled against me. Vanochi efdeim vehema dibrue like savim. Hashem says, I want to redeem them. I want to bring them back. But they speak about me lies. The people refuse to see that there's a God watching over them. They refuse to see that good and evil comes from God, and that there's a system of divine retribution when they refuse to see this. And they speak lies that things are by chance, and they see things as the world's order. How can I be able to redeem them? Verse 14, you almost feel the pain here. V'lo zaku elai b'libam. They're not screaming out to me in their hearts. Ki yelelua mishkevotam. When they call out from their bed at night because there's a famine and there's no food, they don't turn to me. Al dagam v'tiroshi goraru yasuru vi. If there's any bread, like they line up for hours, like in Russia, for any bread, for any wine. But they refuse. They turn away from me. They refuse to see that I am the source. Va'ani in verse 15, Yisarti, I am the one who's rebuking them. I am the one who's afflicting them. And you know why? Listen closely. Chizakti's rotam. The affliction is not to torment them, but to strengthen them, to make them realize who they are and who they can be, for them to improve their ways. Affliction doesn't come out of for naught. What? It's a time of self-reflection. However, to me, they attribute bad. Instead of seeing this as character building, they see it as punitive and they don't realize the purpose. Yashuvu lo'al. When they return, they don't return to the one above. Hayu kikeshet remia. They are like a deceptive arrow. Yiplu b'cherev sareihem, all those false prophets who are mizam l'shonam, who have led them with their fiery tongues in the wrong way, will fall by the sword. Zola gam be'eretz Yisrael, and those false prophets who says go down to Egypt, they are going to deride them. It's like a bow that has moved in the wrong direction. It's like a shooting arrow backwards. They see everything as mikra, as chance, and not from Hashem. And therefore, they are all going to fall by the sword, and they're going to have to realize, which is the theme of Hosea, that things aren't by accident. We need to learn the lesson that Hosea was teaching them. We need to learn it now. We have to improve our ways. We have to look inside to see how we can be better and realize that nothing is for naught. It's all coming from Hashem, who tries to make us more sensitive and giving type of people. Thank you for studying together, Lili Nishmas, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.